This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business and I'm Angeline Tay. The Alliance-based Smart Academy SME Innovation Challenge is ongoing right now, and out of 485 submissions, only 20 companies made it. Every Wednesday, we'll be speaking to two finalists leading up to announce the winner of this challenge. And today, we have Liang Chan Ning, or welcome Liang, from Agrovela, and Yong Chi Fai. Welcome Yong from the DF Automation. Congratulations to be the finalist for the SME Innovation Challenge. And first of all, what's your business about?
Hi, thank you, Angeline. Yeah, basically, Agrovela is in the business of converting underutilized urban spaces into production urban farms. Yeah, so we actually liaise with rooftop owners, building owners, abandoned warehouse, car parks, and even local municipal to change all this cost center into profit center.
Okay, so you actually build this farm yourself. It's your own technology?
Yeah, we build, we operate, and then we also manage the distribution of the farm produce through our own local marketing arm.
Okay. And DF Automation?
Morning. DF Automation basically design and manufacture AGV, or in there is an automated guided vehicle. AGV is a mobile robot that actually can move on its own from one location to another. And we are widely used in manufacturing, F&B, to deliver trolley from one place to another. So the importance is actually to reduce labor costs and increase efficiency.
Okay, and you actually reinvented this AGV, or in other words, automated guided vehicles, like a robot.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to reinvent? Because we have this technology available, say, in Japan.
Yeah. So there's a company came to us in Johor, and they asked us to build this. Initially, we thought why we want to be because we actually can buy it. But when we tried to source it, it's way too expensive. Then we make it ourselves. Actually, we reduce the cost like 100 times. So when the company purchased 100 times. So when the first company first purchased the first unit, then they actually purchased another 9 unit. Then after that, we thought that actually it's not really in this company only. There's a great demand in the whole Malaysia. Then so we just realized not only in Malaysia, but in Southeast Asia as well. So there's a market potential for that.
Wow. Are you the first in Southeast Asia to have this AGV?
No, I don't think so. Okay. So there are a few competitors, but we are slightly different with them. So.
How long did it take you to build this AGV?
Well, in R&D terms, I would say we took about 3 years to be what we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Agrovela, where are your urban farm currently located at?
Okay, basically, we have completed the development of an urban farm in a bungalow lot. Okay, and then we are actually in the midst of preparing to build another farm in the city center. Yeah.
Okay. So do you produce? You produce and do you distribute it to any local markets or anything like that?
Yeah, right now we have a mobile marketing team that distribute our produce under our own branding called NutriGreen. Mm. So we are in the process also to build a concept retail store to market our urban farm produce.
And why is that? Why did you decide to do this?
Basically, previously I was an IT consultant. And I realized that by doing IT projects, there's actually less fulfillment in terms of having seen the actual development creating something of value. Not to say that IT project has no value, but the thing is, yeah.
You're sitting right next to a person who's doing IT.
By doing farming, we actually bring a very tangible something that can be enjoyed by the people directly. Mm. Yeah.
But is there a problem in the market that we require urban farming?
Yeah, basically, from what we've seen is the current farming method is not sustainable. As more and more people, I mean, there are more population in the world, we need to open up more lands to grow more food, to feed hungry people. So what happened is, rather than opening up more land and using the limited natural resources, we are looking in the aspect of reusing and redeveloping existing infrastructure in the city to grow food. And another thing is, by moving the farm direct to the city, we're actually minimizing on the food miles, and we are also bringing the food to where the market is.
Mm. Would it be different compared to like conventional farming and urban farming in terms of the nutrients that we get from this produce?
Yeah, definitely, because we are using modern farming technology to produce fresh, safe food compared to conventional farming, which is not sustainable in terms of economic and also environmental terms, we are using a method called biomimicry to actually improve and increase production of premium quality food without sacrificing on the environment.
All right. And for the DF automation, with this technology, you said that we are replacing the labor cost, right? And earlier we had a chat, you said it requires 20 operators to push trolleys for any given manufacturing companies versus a robot that does the job for you. But do you think that we're replacing job opportunities as well?
It depends how we look at it. So last year, the government actually imposed a minimum requirement for the salary, and this actually impact a lot of SME as well as MNC as well. So they are looking into way of how to automate the whole system. So AG is one of the solution. Having said that as well, in order for us to go to 2020, the low-skill worker, we try to look into the high-skill job where it give a high productivity to the company. So AGV could be one of the solution for them.
And who are you targeting with your services?
Initially, frankly speaking, we target the SME. That was our main target. But slowly, the MNC came to us. And when the MNC came to us, it's a totally different playground. And we learned that and how to play with them. And I think now we are moving quite well. We have MNC from Johor, Penang, Kulim, and we also exported to Singapore. So we have few company from New Zealand, Thailand, Indonesia asking about our product as well.
Are they all from the same sector?
About the same ones.
Okay.
Yeah, about the same one.
What's the most challenging part of your business?
I think the most challenging part of my business is to actually introduce modern farming to the population, because Malaysia as a whole, we are still quite backwards in terms of the use of modern farming methods. So by using modern farming methods, that means it requires investment. As in any industrialization where we need to automate and, you know, use modern technology, we need to have investment costs. So the market here is still quite reluctant to invest in terms to get a better quality and, you know, higher yield, because the economic and the environment cost is quite deterrent, in the sense that for traditional farming, even though there are environmental costs involved, but it does not factor too much into the whole overall production.
Yours?
I think it's the same challenge. Awareness is not there. If we went to a lot of company, actually they have no idea what's the AGV. And I think that is back to our education system, where we don't really teach what's the AGV, what is the automation, and we really rely too much on the low-paid workers, foreigner workers. And what we do now, we do a lot of marketing and branding. We went to exhibition, we tell people what's AGV for, and all people come, this is AGV, and it could be useful. So we're looking into maybe 1 year, 2 years down the road, we're going to get there. So that's our main barrier and challenge.
Right. Okay. So if you were to win 250,000 ringgit from this SME Innovation Challenge, what would you do with it? We'll get them to answer this after the break. I have Liang from Agrovella and Yong from DF Automation, from two of the finalists from the SME Innovation Challenge by Alliance Biz Smart Academy. This is Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business with me, Angeline Tay. Today we have two of the finalists from the SME Innovation Challenge by the Alliance Bank BizSmart Academy. They are Liang from Agrovella and Yong from DF Automation. And Agrovella, they advocate for urban farming using underdeveloped or underutilized space in the urban area to have your own produce. And also DF Automation, they do automated guided vehicle, and it's currently in high demand, apparently. So what is the largest investment in your business?
There's a lot of challenges and the largest investment, actually. If I have to choose two, the first one would be the R&D. We're spending a lot of money on R&D, looking at the right technology, doing PCBA, and that takes a lot of time as money as well. The second one is actually the marketing and the sales. We do a lot of exhibition. We put a lot of online advertisement. At the end of the day, we are not sure that this is going to reach the customer. So at this stage, these are the two bigger investments that actually we've been using.
Yeah, and I understand you have an education background. Yeah. You are still a full-time lecturer, now going into full-scale commercialization of this robot.
Yeah.
How did you overcome this?
Time management, but at the same time, as well, I'm looking at, I myself is a university lecturer, but I leveraging myself that I can see a lot of a good student, potential student. In university, we get a lot of a research grant. We do, then the research that we've been doing in university actually related to the industry need. So what happened is then we get this technology when they are ready, then we actually licensing to this spin-off company to commercialize it. I think this is a win-win situation for the university, for the government, and for the company as well.
Mm. And you, what's the largest investment in your business?
Yeah, I think same as what Yong mentioned, R&D is a very large aspect of our expenditure because we need to develop the process. You need to refine the whole operation to ensure there is sustainable high yield from the farm. And of course, we also need to invest a lot in marketing activities because, you know, an apple is an apple. How do you define one apple from another apple? So we need to educate why our food is, I mean, our produce is fresh, is safer, you know, how we don't use chemicals in our food production.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were to win the grand prize, it could be up to 350,000, right? It's 250 is for the grand prize and also 100,000 if you're the use of technology. So, I mean, say 250,000, what would you use the money for?
Well, that would help a lot. basically, I think we'll use the money to develop more urban farm because it's back to our vision to increase more food production, to provide premium quality food, affordable premium quality food to everyone. Yeah, so we're definitely going to build more urban farms.
For me, I think I will open a factory in Penang because right now I think that's where the demand comes into the place. I definitely is Penang, yeah. So we've been looking for opportunity to get a factory, to buy a machine and to run all the manufacturing in Penang.
Why Penang?
Frank speaking, we have no idea. Initially, the thing is, no, I mean in the sense of a business. Initially, when we started, we just want to focus on Johor and Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Then Penang came to us. Then we went there, then we see, oh, there's a great ecosystem over there. There's a lot of semiconductor company, mm-hmm. which is actually our targeted company as well.
Oh.
So then slowly, we want to put focus in Penang.
All right. Why do you think you were selected as the finalist for the SME Innovation Challenge?
From the way I see it, I think because my business proposition is quite unique. Among all the contestants, I think I'm the only one doing farming or food production per se. And lastly, I think because this model is scalable, it's not only in Malaysia, I think the whole world needs food. And then urban farming is one of the solutions to solve the world food production problem.
I think the scalability of this company, because during the pitching, I show that there's some foreigner company interested in our product where currently our company couldn't do it. So we hope that actually Bank Alliance and the SME Innovation can help. So maybe they put us in and train us to reach there.
Mm. What were some of the hard questions asked by the judges during the pitching session?
Well, one of the question asked, I think it's by the CEO of BFM. he was asking me, you know, why are we not venturing into Singapore yet? I think because Singapore is the ideal market to do this urban farming. Yeah, basically, I told him that we are a Malaysian company, so we want to establish our footing here in Malaysia before we venture overseas.
So pretty much the same question, but Tan Sri Liu. So he asked me, why don't I scale the company right now? Then I think the simple question is we have no idea how to do it. So that's why we joined this competition, yeah.
Mm. So what have you learned so far from the sessions like the CEO chat room and also the class training?
I think the class training is pretty useful and motivational. It gives me insight into something that I never thought of before. And plus the CEO chat room series actually give a lot of motivation aspect in terms of how a past entrepreneur does it. And then, yeah, it motivates us to actually move towards that direction.
Yeah, the classroom training gave us a so-called complete marketing, how to do it, is a lean marketing. Then the sharing by the past winner really gave us an idea how the journey in this competition is going to be.
Mm.
The CEO check is actually very, very inspiring because even though Dr. Vira is so successful, he actually been through a very rocky journey. Right now, we are in the dead rocky journey. So he said, okay, it's okay. So we know that we're going to reach there.
Sometimes. You know you're on the right path.
We are on the right path, yeah.
So what would your next step in your expansion plan be?
Okay, for us is actually we have built the farm, so our next expansion plan is actually to distribute the produce from the farm. So we are opening up a new concept retail store under our own branding called NutriGreen, where we will sell the produce from the urban farm directly to the consumer.
And yours?
Right now we are raising fund, and we are still looking for a right partner for us to actually optimize our process and also to look into our manufacturing to reduce our cost and to increase yield.
Right. So I wish you all the best, and you could be one of the winners for the SME Innovation Challenge. We will be having two more finalists on next Wednesday, and today we had Liang from AgroVella and Yong from DF Automation. This has been part of the Alliance Bank BizSmart Academy SME Innovation Challenge. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the Business Station.